version. It's on page 15. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God. He will come again to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. One of my favorite movie scenes is at the end of the movie, Places in the Heart. And the characters who have survived the movie, the story, are seated in the pews at the church. And those who did not, who either died or were killed, become visible among them. And often I sit in this church and I'll think about those who came before us and their presence among us and the strength that they give us. So today, let's give thanks to God for all those people. Lord Jesus, we do thank you for those who have gone before, who have seen your work, have planned it through this church, who have worshiped here, who have cared for others, and have loved you and worshiped you. We thank you for them, and as we name them in our hearts, we pray that their lives will be a lesson for us, that we will see the way because of their influence. We thank you for this and for all your blessings to us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Will the deacons please come forward?
Thank you. table of the Lord, I would like to invite you all to share your joys and concerns. And I have a few that are written here. We pray for Sandy Brown that she has a safe trip home today. She has apparently been away and is returning today. Prayers for family members from Frida, for Barbara Remarkis, who will begin chemotherapy, and for Andrew List, who is recovering from surgery. And from Joe and Gary, for our friends Carl and Buzzy, who Gary and Joe met at Bob Evans in Florence. They just celebrated their 72nd wedding anniversary on Friday and are still going strong. May they be an inspiration to us all. Carl is 93 and Buzzy is 89. Are there other prayer requests? Yes, Cheryl? We are blessed by your presence. Other prayer requests today? Yes.
Two things. One, Jack called me earlier. He was going to take Nita to urgent care. She was having some difficulties. And secondly, our cat Mia is in pretty bad shape now, so we're concerned about her.
Yes, Jim?
One of ours, Bill Scott, is going to have gallbladder outpatient surgery on Tuesday. I never thought I'd put those two words together, but it is outpatient surgery for gallbladder outpatient. STEPP.
STEPP?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Other prayer requests? Then let us approach the table of the Lord. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Friends, this is the table of the Lord. It is the table that fills our hunger, that slakes our thirst, and that helps us to remember who we belong to and the sacrifice that was made on our behalf. Let us pray. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Eternal God, holy and mighty, it is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise and to worship you in every place where glory abides. You laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you shall endure. You are always the same, and your ears will never end. You made us in your image and called us to be your people. But we turned from you, leaving sin and death to reign. Still you loved us and sought us. In Christ, your grace defeated death and opened the way to eternal life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the heavenly choirs and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. Majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. You sent your only begotten, in whom your fullness dwells, to be for us the way, the truth, and the life. Revealing your love, Jesus taught those who would hear him, healed those who believed in him, and received all who sought him, and lifted the burden of their sin. We glorify you for your great power and love at work in Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made us a new people by water and the Spirit. Remembering all of your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us all with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be Christ's body in the world. Gracious and loving God, we also lift up prayers today for community of faith, for the work that we do in the community and the work that we are doing through Transformation 2.0. We pray for Carl and Buzzy, friends of Gary and Joe, on their 72nd wedding anniversary. We pray safe travels for Sandy Brown as she returns home today. We pray for Frida's family members, Barbara Remarkus, who will begin chemotherapy, and Andrew List, who is recovering from surgery. We pray for our friends at Cornerstone, whom we have had the privilege to serve. We pray that this time of fasting and peace will bring them peace and hope. We pray a prayer of thanksgiving for Cheryl, that she has been with us for an entire year. We have been blessed by her presence, and we thank you for bringing her here. We pray for Nita Clyer, who has been taken to emergency care this morning. We pray for the Lindsay's cat, Mia, who has a tumor that has not been diagnosed as yet. And we pray for Bill Stepp, who will be having outpatient gallbladder surgery on Tuesday. We pray for his comfort, for his safety during the procedure, and for his recovery from this surgery. And now in the quietness of this place, we offer to God those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Help us, O God, to love as Christ loved, knowing our weakness. May we stand with all who stumble. Sharing in his suffering, may we remember all who suffer. Held in his love, may we embrace all whom the world denies. Rejoicing in his forgiveness, may we forgive all who sin against us. Give us your strength to serve you faithfully until the promised day of resurrection, when with the redeemed of all the ages, we will feast with you at your table in glory. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, eternal God, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was arrested, he sat at the table with his disciples, and he took the bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you. Whenever you do it to remember me." In the same way, he took the cup and he passed it to them, saying, "This is the cup. This is the cup of the new covenant, of my blood shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is in the Sing the Faith book, number 2281, "May You Run and Not Be Weary." As we go forth from this place, we're not going to leave. But when we do leave, let us go forth to love and serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen. If you're